This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management, Mellon.com, and by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
A historic exchange.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gow. A new era in financial markets begins today. The New York Stock Exchange and Euronext closed their deal to create the first transatlantic exchange. The world's biggest stock market will trade on two continents up to 12 hours a day. Bob Parker of Credit Suisse Asset Management believes more consolidation is coming.
I think it's inevitable over time that you will see the three major time zones of Europe, Asia, and the United States having stock exchanges linked together.
Executives of the NYSE and Euronext were in Paris this morning for the opening bell. They'll try to make it to New York for the closing this afternoon. A big rally on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow gained 128 points to 12,510. The NASDAQ put on 28 to 2450. The S&P 500 climbed 13 to 1437. European stocks made small gains in the early going this morning. Asian shares climbed about 1% today. We could have another transatlantic alliance. British airline BMI and United are reportedly planning to join together. The Times of London says the two have filed an application with the U.S. government. They'll remain independent companies. BMI is an attractive partner for United because it has 12% of the slots at London's Heathrow. Automaker Ford turned in its March sales figures yesterday. Ugh, they were down almost 10%. Truck sales really fell off. But today at the New York Auto Show, Ford unveils a new vehicle it hopes will turn things around a bit. Elisa Roth reports.
The Ford Flex is a crossover vehicle, a mix between minivan and SUV that's suddenly become the must-have car. Crossovers are popular with baby boomers, and analysts expect them to stay that way. They've also become the car of choice for soccer moms wanting to escape the stigma of the minivan. Still, analyst Michael Robinette says this car alone can't change Ford's fortune.
It'll be a portfolio or a cadre of vehicles that will allow it to gain a better reception at the dealer level, as well as better margins.
And even the best crossovers may not be the answer to consumers' dreams. They get better gas mileage than SUVs, but not by much. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
In Washington this week, Congress is on break. But Senate leaders are still working, specifically on a compromise immigration bill. From the America's Desk at WLRN, Dan Gretsch has that story.
Immigration reform faces an uphill battle. Republicans and Democrats are divided on issues like a guest worker program, enhanced border security, and temporary visas for illegal immigrants. But 10 key senators are spending their recess trying to hammer out a compromise.
Time is ticking, right? We need to get this done this year. And, you know, when you look at the legislative calendar, there really aren't that many days left.
That's Angela Kelly with the National Immigration Forum, an immigrant advocacy group. She says the current push for compromise is a very good sign.
In order for this bill to pass, it has to be bipartisan. In order for it to work, it has to be comprehensive. And the folks who have rolled up their sleeves and are getting this done, I think, know that.
The hope is to get a compromise bill to the Senate Judiciary Committee next week. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management, Mellon.com. Science and Technology Reports are supported by Boston Scientific, committed to delivering what's next in medical technology to help clinicians improve and extend lives. BostonScientific.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
There's already so much coverage of the presidential race, you'd think the election was this year. It's still 19 months away, just to remind you. The candidates have already raised tens of millions of dollars. Commentator Newt Gingrich believes starting this early isn't a winning strategy, it's a pay-the-consultant strategy.
You know, candidates like John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan, and Bill Clinton announced their runs just a few months before the start of primaries. Today, a full 10 months before the Iowa caucuses, 14 candidates have officially declared they are running. Six more have exploratory committees. Why? A large part of it is because of the rise of political consultants as a professional and business class. Longer campaigns mean more money for consultants, which necessitates more time to raise money, which means more time to pay consultants. But the truth is, in today's fast-paced world, campaigns should be taking less time and money, not more. We live in the age of 24-hour cable news, Blackberries, blogs, iPods, and websites that allow spontaneous grassroots organization independent of campaigns. To distinguish themselves in this kind of media environment, candidates don't need time and money. They just have to be bold, which is what consultants hate. Consultants prefer that candidates be risk-averse and narrowly focused. And if they can't focus group an issue to death first, consultants would rather avoid it. Since so much is happening in the world, it takes longer to get that safe, narrow message out in the fast-paced media environment. But look, the world is getting more and more complex. A leader doesn't have time to poll test their decisions. He or she has to be certain of their core beliefs and know enough about all the issues to apply those principles quickly. Narrowly focused, consultant-led campaigns are no way to see how a candidate would lead if elected. It bears almost no relation to the job in office, and it actually shrinks the candidates, who are remarkable men and women, in the process. So here's some free advice to presidential aspirants. Put your consultants on indefinite leave. Say what you think and be yourself, instead of the poll-tested candidate you're being told to be.
Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich. Share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. I don't know if you realize this, but some food in this country has small doses of radiation. Eggs, fruits, vegetables, supposed to get rid of some bacteria and still leave the food safe. Yesterday, the FDA proposed getting rid of the label that lets you know about the radiation. The FDA also proposed letting companies use the term pasteurized instead. The irradiated label seems to freak some people out and stop them from buying products. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.